Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sometimes with the approval of the governor and mayors, and sometimes without the approval of the governor and the mayors, and God bless both groups. So what do we do? What's your best advice?
That's right. Well, my best advice would be bring people back when you need them back. It's nice to have governors and public health officials, but bring people back when you feel like you've established, you know, the guiding principles for a safe, compliant, and normalized return.
And be able to bring them back to a company that's going to survive. That's another parameter.
That's critical. Yeah. That's critical. I mean, I think in a lot of places, it's going to be market by market, location by location. You know, I think you have to establish a view of what the facilities look like, whether that's social distancing and cleaning protocols and signage and supplies. And you've got to provide employees with precautionary measures, and they know what to do and how to self-monitor and not report to work unwell. Mm-hmm. And I know that's kind of a broad term, but that's the simple thing.
But you know what? You and I did this last year with the flu, and 2 years ago, and 20 years ago with the flu. We did the same thing. Small business owners manage risk for breakfast, Matthew.
That's right. That's right. So they ought to be well equipped for getting, you know, three critical things. Is the workplace ready for people to come back? Do you have the right security and wellness protocols? And number three, probably most important, what you and I were talking about during the break, is are your employees ready to come back? Do they feel confident that they're coming back to a safe, productive environment?
Well, that's exactly right, and that is something that is a good HR point there, Matthew. You know, I'm the defiant one. You know, they asked me if I was essential or non-essential. I said I'm non-compliant, so I'm the defiant one. However, if I have employees who are saying, "Boss, I still want to work for you, but I'm jumpy about this," or how about this? I've got a mother who lives at home, and she's got challenges. They have to be careful. It's not that they don't want to come back to work. They got to be careful. We have to make allowances for that, don't we? We have to adjust for those things.
We do.
We can't presume that when we invite people back that they're going to be ready to jump.
That's right. I mean, you've got to understand that everybody's got different family situations and spousal and partner issues all over the place. And so your employee may be fine, but they may be co-located with a person that's not. And so it requires a lot of communication. One of the hallmarks of our approach has been communicate, ask questions, engage, continue to communicate every single week.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a constant pulse on how people are feeling, you know, in an environment where you mentioned earlier, you've got just ubiquitous information about this all the time. And a lot of it can be conflicting. It changes rapidly. And so what we can be for our employees is, you know, that beacon of consistency and ensuring that we understand how they feel in the environment. And we operate globally and nationally, so we have a pretty good idea about how our employees feel about what a return should look like, how they're feeling about working at home. And the good news, Jim, is, you know, I reported earlier, 87% of our employees are either very satisfied or extremely satisfied with the experience they're having at home. And so you have to ask yourself, what is the operational advantage of bringing people back in if things are going well?
Mm-hmm. But here's another HR thing we're going to have to deal with, Matthew, and that is just because you allow people to work from home and you no longer need their space, and you make over the next 2 or 3 years, you're able to make physical plant adjustments to put more money on the bottom line. Some of that money you're going to need to reinvest in them, aren't you? They're going to need better office equipment.
You do.
Better furniture.
Yeah.
You're going to have to. You're probably going to have to make allowances for utilities, for maybe broadband connectivity. Some of that money is going to have to be redirected toward them, like some kind of a per diem or something. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, technology stipends, Jim, are pretty common these days. Even in a pre-COVID-19 world where, you know, you allow people a certain amount for Wi-Fi and broadband and desk and equipment, because you know, I think the point you're trying to make is don't just assume all of those savings that you could make from facilities are going to the bottom line. You're going to have to reinvest in people.
The remote working will break down. You're going to have to build that environment, that strategy is going to have to be partially supported by you as well.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. And
last thoughts,
you know, the final point you were making, development is key. And let's make sure that social distance doesn't become isolation.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
Check in on people. You know,
bring them into the office. Have a schedule where they come to the office once a week or something. You got to bring them in at some point. Aflac.com is the website. Matthew, good job today. Well, good, excellent report. Will you come back soon?
I will. Thank you.
We'll
for
see
having
you next
me.
Time. Matthew Owenby, ladies and gentlemen, with Aflac. Good report from him. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's Steve Miller to take us out.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford has temporarily suspended production at its manufacturing sites in North America through March the 30th to thoroughly clean its facilities to protect its workforce and boost containment efforts from the COVID-19 virus. Ford temporarily closed its Mission Assembly Plant, final assembly building, last week after an employee tested positive for the COVID-19. Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Hyundai has taken action in response to the coronavirus, COVID-19. All employees are working from home except for a small group of employees in certain departments, such as auto repair. Hyundai has reinstated a new Hyundai Assurance job.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.